Reporting live from the Death Star, this is John Huckaberry, The Takeaway. We have a late-breaking story to report on Star Wars fans. This is real. This is real news. Star Wars fans are uniting today to rebel against the Weinstein Company. It's not the Empire. It's the Weinstein Company. They have produced a movie called Fanboys about four friends trying to steal a copy of Star Wars Episode 1 before it's released in theaters so they can be the first to see it. But, you know, in one of these sort of things that is reminiscent of Snakes on a Plane, where you involve the audience in the making of the movie, all of a sudden the Weinstein Company made some decisions, and the fans who were with them up to this point have now decided to protest over changes that were made in the script at Fanboy. Joining us now is one of my favorite people in the entire world. From the film website, aintitcool.com, Harry Knowles. Harry, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
You're something of a head geek, really, on all matters geeky. Describe this protest, and what chance do angry fanboy fans have to actually influence the Weinstein Company?
Well, so far the Weinstein Company's received over 300,000 angry fanboy emails about the film that was supposed to be all about the joy of being a fanboy. They've brought down the wrath of being a fanboy. And, you know, basically what happened was this was a movie that was conceived by a fellow by the name of Ernie Klein and was directed by a director named Kyle Newman. And they made a very sweet film about three friends taking a friend who had cancer and going cross-country to Skywalker Ranch over there by San Francisco to not steal a print of Star Wars, but to just see a print of Star Wars The Phantom Menace.
So the idea is the original script called for a kind of a touching, moving view of these fans, and the version that's going
to
come out.
It was always meant to be
funny.
It was always meant to be funny,
but they were more heroic than they are in the current version, where they're really made fun of.
Right. Well, the current version is more, I mean, you could really call the characters jerks, because all they're doing is, I want to see Star Wars early for no particular reason other than I'm a dork. You know, before it was actually motivated out of, you know, camaraderie, friendship. It had a reason to happen.
Well, Harry, let's get a sense of the angst here that this has worked up. Here is a bit of YouTube video, the audio from the YouTube video of somebody who has cast the Weinsteins as the ultimate evil. Let's listen to this.
You know what? The fucking Star Trek fans. No one tells Harvey Weinstein how to run his studio. This place ain't called the Star Wars Geek Company, is it? Huh? No, it's the fucking Weinstein Company. That's right. Star Wars, Trek, whatever the fuck. I'll sue them all. Little bastards trying to boycott me. I'll sue them!
This is a disgruntled fanboy with an animation called Darth Weinstein. I love this.
It's really quite a funny video, and not wholly inaccurate.
All right, so Harry, clearly what's going to happen here is the fanboys are going to boycott the release of superhero movie this weekend. The Weinsteins are going to lose millions and millions and millions, and they're going to cave to these people, right?
Well, they've already begun to cave. Earlier this week in Variety, the Weinsteins issued a press release saying that they were going to be releasing both versions on DVD and that they were exploring the option of releasing both versions of Fanboys in theaters. We'll see if that ends up happening, but that already shows a shift in position, which is something the Weinstein Company is not known for doing in the past.
All right, well, from fringy sorts of protests to the real news of
the
entertainment
news
this weekend.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.